for
so
sure.
When you're trying to get to know somebody, especially a Black man, it's letting them know it's okay to bring down those barriers, and I'm not going to use that against you.
That's a great point. We brought Keisha back because I want to air my grievances like an adult. And Keisha's going to be drunk. So clap it up for Keisha, everybody. Clap it up. Drop a bomb one time for her. So this pandemic has done something for me. And as I'm thinking about like my dating situation, I always think to myself, like, what is the thing that is stopping me from getting off of a dating app or not getting to the next level? And a lot of people, you have to be able to really ask yourself something, right? Like, is it you? And if that's not your first question, I'm here to tell you it's you. If you out here blaming women for the reason why you don't have no women, I'm here to tell you, it's you. Because a hunter doesn't blame a deer for missing a shot. He doesn't say, damn the deer. You're a horrible shot, my guy. You can't shoot. That's on you. But a poor man blames his tools, right? Don't hate the game. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. It did nothing to you. It did absolutely nothing to you. So, like, whenever I get into these situations, I always like to think to myself, what am I doing right or wrong here? Like, right? What? But above all else, I want to make sure that I'm first checking myself. So I often find myself, Keisha, saying, hey, I think I'm a great catch. I think I'm a nice person. But I always get to these points in the relationship where it just stalls out. And I think it's stalling out because of the quality of people I'm attracting. And that means I have to change my standard. I have to change the standard. Now, this is not a slight on the women I'm attracting, because I believe the women I'm attracting, and forgive me for my my indulgence, they're some fine ass women. They're intellectual. They're lawyers. They're teachers. They're doctors. They got it. But with a lot of great qualities comes something that a lot of great people are lacking, which is time. And I need it. I fucking want it. I want your goddamn time. And if I can't get it, I'm gonna leave you. Because what's the point? What's the point of being this awesome, great person if no one can enjoy you? You gotta make time. Dating is not fun. It's like working out. It's like editing. It's like getting up and going to work. It's a responsibility. The only thing is you get to bump uglies with that person at the end of the day. Superhuman, what's missing? Tell me, Superhuman, what's missing?
For me, I think there is this lack of attention that men get and they want it.
Mm.
Again, we've all been cooped up in the house for so long. Everybody wants to be seen. They want to be heard. They're like, and constant affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
When you're dealing with certain women who are extremely ambitious, who are not settling for less, it can be seen as, oh, like, you think you're better than me. It's like, that's not the case. There is a partnership that is not a partnership in some people's eyes. It's very one-sided. They'll say somebody will be intimate with, and I don't just mean bumping ugly. I mean having real authentic conversation, showing them your vulnerable side, and that's too much. And I don't date just to be out here dating. I date for a partner. I'm interviewing for a partner. So from my experience, the guys want attention, and they have the attention I'm not willing to give, because it's for their ego. It's not for their growth.
Mm.
So there's a different type of attention that I can offer.
Mm.
I'm not the girl that's like, oh, I need you to buy me these things. I'm not the girl that needs to be dependent on you. And for some people, that's a big ass problem. But that's ego. That's got nothing to do with me. That's ego. That's this mentality of, oh, I need to provide just, you know, financially. No, you need to provide for me emotionally. Mm-hmm. You need to be able to provide for me physically. Mm-hmm. You need to be able to provide for me spiritually. Because everything else I can do for my damn self.
And it's a token of our community. And I often tell people this. It's shocking to me how we haven't figured this out as a Black community. When the Black women in our community are progressing at such a rate, just look at what it did for the other racist communities. When Asian women, when white women, when Hispanic, Latino women all started progressing within their community, their men's potential exponentially increased. And a lot of people fear strong women. And I think that's crazy to me, because I be sitting here licking my fingers like it's barbecue on Sunday. It's delicious. It's delicious. But it's you're right. It is a task. And too often I hear about people wanting to divide up the things they're going to do in their relationship. I'm the man. I'm going to provide. I'm the man. I'm going to cook. I'm the man. I'm going to protect. How about y'all both give 100%? How about y'all both come to the table and say, hey, I got this. You got this. We got this. How about, oh, we go out. It's not your car. It's not my car. We got a joint account. And whenever we go out, we spend our money.
Right.
Because the thought process is too TV for me. It's too TV for me. And the reason why I can say this is because I see the lack of effort. This generation, 2 years, the past 2 years, we've been hiding weak partners in the mass pool of selection, because dating has been allowed to go on even though things have been put to a hold. Things have been put to a hold, and it has caused people to say, I can hide in the mix of the fortunate people who have to join this pool. Because if I had a method of dating, it's always going to be in person. I would have enjoyed going out to meet people. I would have enjoyed going out to bars or places where I mingle, where I find some of the most interesting people I've ever met have been at these cons. And at these cosplay events or these game events, because these are my people. These we are outside. My people. We outside. You feel me? Yo, you see a Black Chun-Li, you going to go talk to that. You going to go find out. How high can you kick? Like, I just need to know. But these people have hidden. What happens when these people hide in these groups? They start to deter and dilute the selection. Because imagine someone who didn't have good communication skills prior to the pandemic, now just being able to swipe left and swipe right. And I'm not blaming the app as much as I'm blaming the people using it. Because once again, you don't blame the game. You don't blame the players. You blame the game, or whatever the saying is. I forget.
I got you.
Basically, it's your fault. It's you. If you're mad that people with not to your standard and quality keep attracting themselves to you, ask your a fly doesn't ask shit why it smells, it just goes there. So figure that part out. If you smell like honey, ants will come too, so don't get too excited. But everything that's great and good doesn't always have a perfect balance to it, but that's what the key word is, find the balance. So the thing that I try and do when I date now is set boundaries. You set the most social boundaries. And I think
what do
that's
those boundaries look like, Hero? Like, I need you to explain those to me.
A social boundary that I have recently started implementing is, I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to. No, because I can be your friend later. I'm attracted to you. So, and hear me out. This is why I'm doing it. Because a lot of people on dating apps aren't looking to date. They're looking for friends.
They're looking to fuck.
Well, and this is the different perspective that we have. Because you have to think about what the cost to benefit is. A male friend to a woman, I see a free meal ticket. I see free trips. Honest to God. There have been women who have been willing to say, can you take me out, before they've given me their number. They've had the balls to do that. While I know that there's been guys on your part who says, you trying to come over before they got your number. So they play the fields however they want, but these are people who are hiding. They're manipulators who are hiding within the dating pool, who are just not interested in dating. They're interested in the moment. So when I say I'm not looking for friends, understand it comes from a perspective of knowing that if you're on a dating app looking for friends, you're looking for people you can find on the street already. I'm looking for someone that I can take off the streets.
I don't think this is an and or date or friend. I think this is a both and. Like, you want your, as you date, you want to see if you can actually be friends, because
oh, for sure.
Outside of the physical, of course, you get, can for I stand sure. you? Ooh. Like, when we not both uglies, do I like you? Because right now, this is not working. Obviously, we're going to be doing one thing. I am right now. So yeah, here you're way more adventurous than I am, because I'm.
That's such a polite way of calling me a hoe. I'm just playing.
You are actively out here and putting yourself out there. After homeboy, I was telling Hero about this earlier. Like, I tell people all the time, do not lie to me and do not embarrass me. I'm a big girl. I don't need you to sugarcoat nothing for me. I will be fine. I'd rather hear it from you than hear it from somebody else. And last homeboy, I mean, he 2 for 2. He lied to me and he embarrassed me. No. Absolutely the fuck not. Especially when I bring you around my family. I don't bring everybody around my family. I brought 4 people around my family. It's a big freaking deal. So, like, you embarrass me. It's a wrap. Like, how can I trust you anymore?
Let me ask you this. What is a partner going to do for you then?
Keep me centered, because if I have to, I want to be able to come home to somebody and be able to just be myself, not be the strong black woman, not be the one trying to put out fire, tell white people like what they did was racist, or tell these students like, I need you to get it together because the industry that you're in is going to eat you up alive. I don't want to always be in defense mode. I want to be able to come home and be vulnerable and just be like, you know what? I can sit here and just enjoy each other's company, be in each other's space. I am a very simple individual. I don't require a whole attention. I never have, never will.
And I can hear some of the voices. I'm gonna play devil's advocate. Well, what about your man? What do you do to help decompress him? Because there's this thing that goes on. Well, there's this argument that a lot of people make to me. They say, "Hero, black men aren't protected," and I can hear that to a certain extent. But they're saying we don't have an outlet. We don't have a way of communicating. Like, people don't care about our feelings. And at that point, I start to say, "Okay, shut the fuck up." Like, if there's 6 lonely motherfuckers standing outside, sounds like a group to me. Go ahead, talk to each other. If you don't want to sit here and have therapy, if you don't want to go to therapy, you can't complain about being sad all the time. Oh, I can't do therapy. Therapy's not for me. Have you tried it? No. Have you heard of the benefits of it? No. Are you even remotely? It's free. Try it. No. All right, shut the fuck up. You know, you can't talk no more. Hit mute.
I've talked to 2 black men who I was attempting to connect with that did therapy. Mm-hmm. One was a black man who had a white female therapist. Mm-hmm. Automatically, to me, that's problematic.
Very.
That's absolutely problematic.
Very.
And I would see how those interactions with his therapist were projected towards black people, because he always had something nasty or snarky to say. Wait, whether it was their hair, it was just something about black women. I'm like, sir, you're talking to a black woman, rooting for everybody black. As long as you're not on some, you know, stuff, I'm there for you, support you. I'm your sister in arms. It was, your sister is black, your mama is black. Where do you think you came from?
Yeah.
It was just this codependency with affirmation from a white woman, like red flags, flags. Versus a guy who had a black female therapist, and he was like, I need to have a black female. What I did wrong in my marriage, how I was not emotionally present, and how I can become better.
Yeah.
And you can see the changes drastically. However, when he stopped going to therapy, all of that work was now for naught, because it's like, now you need attention. Now you need somebody to be codependent on you, and you revert back to the ways of the forms that you define as love, which is being able to be just be a sole provider, being able to provide, penis on call. That's not love, though. That is codependency. And you can tell when people do stuff like that that they're not investing in themselves because they need somebody to reaffirm them at all times. Why can you not affirm yourself? And so that's where I come in. I'm encouraging you to go to therapy. If you don't want to go to therapy, I'm going to ask you this. If we have this conversation, do you want me to be honest with you? Because my motto is a disagreement, no, a difference of opinion is not a personal attack. And people don't want to have these types of conversations because it's like, oh, well, you don't get me just the way I am, but you don't have to be this way. And more often times than not, it's a defense mechanism. Because I'm in therapy right now. I started therapy after my grandfather passed away, and it opened a whole new world of like, oh, that's why I like to people. Don't get me wrong. I'm an extroverted introvert. I will be outside, do all the things. I shut down. I want to unwind. I don't want to deal with problems. I
No,
don't
for
need
sure.
problems. I don't want to deal with problems.
No, for
So
sure.
when you're trying to get to know somebody, especially a black man, it's letting them know it's okay to bring down those barriers, and I'm not going to use that against you.
I have to, yes, a
That's
great
the main
point.
part.
That's a great point. I
I'm
think
not going to use it against you.
that's a great point. I honestly just want to tell black men, just be fun. Black men, just be fun. Like, and it might seem out of context. What do you mean be fun? Like, now I'm not saying you gotta go out, but just be fun. Like, don't take yourself so serious. Like, I promise you, for all the important things that you're gonna accomplish in life, if you just seem fun and approachable, it's just better for you. Like, this whole idea that you have to be an animal, you have to be a beast, I'm literally the strongest person in a 30-mile radius. And if you see me if you see me hoodied up in the streets, you'd be like, yo, he's dangerous. But I'm also the person who can give you CPR and replace your bronchitis lung. So, like, it's a
Come
ton
on,
to,
bro.
yeah it's a ton to, it's a you have to, as a man, to master a tender touch. And I'll use this as an example. I used to know a dude who used to lift like 480, 450 on bench. And back in my lifting days, he used to be so pressed to get to 500. So pressed to get to 500. And he would every day come in and do chest until one day he just froze up. And I went up there one day and just threw 535 on there and hit it. And he was just like, how the fuck did you just do that? And I literally told him, stretch, be flexible. For all that power you have, if you can't move, you're just a brick. And that's what makes me truly impressive, being flexible. It's true about the form of our body, it's true about our soul. I think it's true about our social interaction with people. Have your principles, but be flexible. Be willing to engage with people past your ideologies. And that's just my thing. We're gonna get to the superhuman's question. I would say, as someone who has been seeing a therapist almost 10 years and received coaching off and on for 12 years, I do feel like men's feelings don't matter, i.e., they are minimized in some capacity and sometimes punished for being vulnerable. Okay, I can definitely hear that. I think that not acknowledging the men that feel their feelings are minimized is in itself minimization. No, and I definitely hear that. And I think that's why I put the caveat, like, you have to make an effort to actually get those feelings vocalized. If you're just sitting, if you're sitting in your man cave dwelling on why, like, once again, reaction and cause and reaction. If you're sitting in your basement wondering why no one's engaging with you, it's because you're in your basement. If you don't send mail, you're not gonna get mail. So you gotta set up what you want for yourself. But moreover, take steps necessary to make sure that your mental health is key and intact and definitely worthy of being acknowledged. Like, everybody who knows me on this channel knows I play coy, and I'm definitely way tougher on men because the expectation is for us to be tough. But my toughness comes from a position of love. And that love, and a lot of people think love is sweet. It's bitter as fuck too. It's bitter as hell. But like, I'm definitely tougher on the male population because I see how much more we need. We need a lot of growth and development within our department. But if you're not even coming to play, how are we going to start? You got to be willing to come to play. But Superhuman, I definitely appreciate you bringing that out to the light and speaking on that. I definitely appreciate that. But you know, hey, unless Keisha wants to throw some more sunshine on something, I think we had a nice little dark session. You see, I got my lights and everything. I got lights now.
I'm so proud of you.
I got
your business.
I'm out here putting my business out here. You know what? I'm about to get red. This is red. It's not really my business. It's just the truth. If you've never had a person come and have this real life conversation with you, this seems strange to you. But if you ain't doing this with your homeboys, if you can't do this with a woman you trust, then it talks about the caginess of your aura. You gotta be able to have people like this you can reach out to and really check your pH level. Make sure that you're balanced out here. I go back to it over and over again. Engage in the behaviors you want to see happen in your life. If you want to be outspoken, you want to be tough, you want to be strong, cool. But that's not always going to be a personality that people that you might want to be around. You got to acknowledge it. Got to come meet people where they want. I talk nice to Keisha because Keisha does nice to me. 100% of 100%.
But it's so hard to find through the daily grind. We're working overtime. And I'm sleep deprived. Shorty on my line and we fuss and fight. Seems like every night. Don't care who's wrong or right. I hope the end is sight. Slow it down and we can catch the vibes.